Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
Now, in the 2013 film Her, Joaquin Phoenix played the role of Theodore Tumley, a man who develops a relationship with an intelligent computer operating system called Samantha, played by Scarlett Johansson. Is this the stuff of science fiction? Or is it possible that relationships between humans and their computers are going to go to a completely different level? We certainly seem to be heading into an era where computers can tell an awful lot about a person. In fact, there is new research published this week in the prestigious journal PNAS, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that claims that computers are better judges of personality than friends and family. Well, Dr. David Stilwell is Deputy Director of the Psychometrics Centre at the University of Cambridge. He's one of the authors of the study and he joins us now from BBC Cambridge. Good afternoon, Dr. David Stilwell.
Hello, good afternoon, Marty.
Nice to have you on the programme. What do you do at the Psychometrics Centre?
So we measure things that can't be measured with rulers. So anything that's kind of in your brain. So the typical things are personality tests and IQ tests, but it actually extends to school exams, things like that.
So can you give me an example of how you would carry out a test to figure out, for instance, my personality?
Oh, good question. All right, well, let's do one very quickly.
Neil O'Dowd says, by the way, Dr. David, that there isn't one. Anyway, sorry, continue on. And he's supposed to be a friend of mine.
So this measures agreeableness, which is people who are kind of interested in the social welfare versus more competitive people. Mm. All right, so I'll just read out a sentence and then you say kind of strongly agree, strongly disagree, somewhere in the middle. Okay.
Right, okay.
So I believe that others have good intentions.
Agree.
I make people feel at ease.
That's a hard question because it's hard to... Here, Neil, you answer
you
that one.
Yes.
Okay, that's an agree.
I trust what people say.
Yes, I would strongly agree with that, sadly.
Okay, and I am easy to satisfy.
Yes, absolutely. No. Sheila O'Callaghan, my producer, say absolutely not.
So, I mean, the more you agree with those statements, and strongly agree especially, that's putting you in the high area of agreeableness. So interested in social welfare, you know, like to work in teams.
Yes. Oh, well, I would be. I would like to think I'm a good team player. Anyway, that would be one of the things that I would be strong on. Now, I understand that as a source of information for this study, you look at what people are liking, in inverted commas, on Facebook. So just for you, our listeners who don't use Facebook, what is the like button?
Sure. So it's that little blue thumbs up symbol that you may have seen around the web. So you can like pretty much anything in the world. I mean, there are about 100 billion likes from games, movies, music, TV shows, celebrities, politicians, you know, even statements like I like stepping on crunchy leaves. There's, you know, a like for everything.
Mm. Now, last year, I know that you carried out a study that looked at patterns of what people liked on Facebook and their IQ. And you found out that smart people, wait for this, like curly fries. Hello.
So, I mean, it's worth saying that there were some more obvious things there as well. So Mozart, that's indicative of high intelligence. And we were happy to see that people who like science are also high intelligence. But curly fries was there as well. There was someone who said that the reason that curly fries is indicative of intelligence is because it looks like a double helix. I wouldn't go that far, but it's an interesting hypothesis.
And how did you come up with these patterns?
It's completely data-driven. So, I mean, we don't sit down and say, I think curly fries should be related to IQ. We measure IQ of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. We look at their Facebook likes, and then we just see that, you know, curly fries is related to high IQ.
My gosh, I find that hard to believe. What do you
think? About regular fries? Are they related if you have, like, fish and chips?
No, you've got to go for that double helix.
What kind of information can you tell about somebody based on what they like? Is it easy, for instance, to predict details such as whether they are black or white, gay or straight, male or female?
Yeah, exactly. So all of those, as well as people's personality, intelligence, their happiness, whether their parents were separated while they were growing up. I mean, it was quite amazing to us that, you know, something that happened to you while you were growing up actually it leads to effects in the things that you like on Facebook. So there were statements that were quite emotional related to people whose parents are divorced. It was things like, if I'm with you, then I'm with you, I'm not with anybody else. So, you know, quite sort of poignant things that were actually coming out on Facebook.
So, did you find out that a person's Facebook likes, that a computer was able to predict a person's personality more accurately than most of their friends and family? Is that possible?
Yeah, so we've come out with a new algorithm now in the last couple of weeks that that predicts it extremely accurately. But then the question is, well, what does that mean in human terms? I mean, we've got a number that seems to be accurate. So we compared the computer's accuracy with the accuracy of people's co-workers, people's friends, and even up to people's spouses. And what we found was that given the average number of Facebook likes, which is around 220 and increasing all the time, so given that number of likes, you can predict someone's personality as accurate as someone's spouse can. So, you know, in terms of the personality factors we're measuring, we can say that the computer knows you as well as your wife does.
Are you serious?
Is there a margin of error in all that, though?
I mean, this is kind of average over a large number of people. You know, there will, of course, there'll be people who are less predictable than others.
I could well imagine. I mean, it's hard to believe that a computer could know us better than a friend or a relative or a partner or a wife or a husband.
Well, I mean, the other side of it for me was that was surprising was that given just 10 likes, the computer can be more accurate than your co-worker in knowing your personality. So, I mean, actually, with many of the people that we interact with on a day-to-day basis, they don't really understand us very well at all.
So based on your study, I mean, could we see the day when people... This is the way of assessing a future partner, that you kind of go through this analysis, and if the computer says, hey, this is the one, then away you go, you get married.
Well, I wouldn't like to go quite that far quite yet, but they could aid those kinds of decisions. So, I mean, the computer could say, well, you know, before you've even met them, here are the kinds of things that perhaps you should check out, you know, to see if you do work together on these bases. So it could sort of support those decisions.
OK, well, Dr. David Stillwell, Deputy Director of the Psychometrics Centre at the University of Cambridge. Interesting survey, to say the least. And thank you very much for joining us.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.